Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who motherfucking had? What's good, Black Poet, Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. Got my nigga King Eric, my nigga Bomit. What's the deal, y'all?
We back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up? We back.
Yeah, yeah. We back, man. You know. Before we start the show, man, I just want to, you know, give a quick little shout-out, man. Not quick, but, you know, rest in peace to my nigga Taim, you know. OG nigga from the hood, you know. He's doing his thing. You know, he just did a movie with Ice-T. He wrote it, directed it. He's partnered up with Ice-T. The movie's, what's the name of it? Shit, man. Fuck it. Damn, what's the name of that shit, man? Yeah, man, fucking...
No, it was called Equal Standards.
Yeah, Equal Standards. My bad. But, yo, man...
Yeah, Fredo.
Because I knew Thun for a long time, my nigga, you know. I knew Thun for a long time, man, you know. And that was, you know, I don't know if niggas know, that's my nigga Little's brother, you know. And he got another brother, nigga. Unique, man. So, and they cousin, man. Finesse, man. And my nigga Bandana, you know, I know all them niggas is hurting right now, man. So, you know, rest in peace, my nigga Taheem, man. Word, the whole Vernon Posse. Everybody, man. Queensbridge, Astoria. We lost the warrior. Yeah, we gonna bang out, you know. School video live from the motherfucking Matrix, my niggas. We had a long week, man. We had a long week, y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
Motherfuckers is wild and kids about to go back to school. This COVID shit is crazy. Matter of fact, kids are back in school in a lot of places. You know? Yeah, everywhere they going to school at,
everything.
Everywhere they going to school at, they they breaking out, mass breakouts of that kids got going fucking quarantine and this shit. Like, it's crazy, man. They ain't really ready, yo. But they trying to push it anyway. Like, we really needed to shut down for about 2 years. Shut down. For real.
Yep. Government don't want to bring no bread.
Fuck trying to push that vaccination on niggas. They needed to shut this motherfucker down for longer. That's what they needed to do. But they's like, nah. We gonna push this vaccination, get niggas back to work, get this money back popping. They really need another shutdown, like, man.
And they really like, and they really look at it like, if you get sick, tough break. And my thing is this, you can't even sue if something go bad.
Nah, they make you sign a waiver or some shit before you take that shit. So you giving your rights right there.
Yep.
You are now, I'm coming to say, a fucking little white mice. You are now a little white fucking lab rat.
You're a lab rat. You know?
And you know this thing is even hitting the vaccinated, too, because I even read before I got on the air that Jesse Jackson, he's in the hospital with it. And he was fully vaxxed.
I mean, yo. Yeah, you know how many sports players, entertainers, like Sky Zoo, who just was on the show, and you know, he was, you know, taking care of himself. He just tested positive for it. So, you know, all the sports and maybe like six people on the Yankees, you know, they put on the IL because of COVID, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's
been
a
crazy
real,
week,
man.
It's been a crazy week, man. So that's why we hitting niggas with a nice fucking dope show tonight, you know? We got Thurston Howell.
Yeah, definitely.
They're going to hit us up, yeah. You know? We got a special show for y'all niggas tonight.
Word.
We got a treat for y'all, man. And this
word, man,
he always bringing great information and good game and knowledge and wisdom. And his resume is just heavy. So it'll be an honor to chop it up with him tonight, man.
Yeah, man, that's what my niggas know, man. We're going to be hitting them niggas, man. So let's hit them with some beats. Let's hit them with some music. Let's get this shit popping on the motherfucking Saturday night. You heard?
Yes, sir. In the meantime, we're going to hit y'all with something new for my man. Everybody laugh at dude, but at the same time, he come with it when he motivated. I want to play this joint for Meek Mill called the Mandela Freestyle. Then when we come back, we're going to probably have Thurston Howell III on the air. So let me know what you guys think. The call number is 516-531-9596. Screwball Radio, we tuned in.
He had an opportunity to legitimize his hustle now. He come from the streets. I mean, so he got to make wise decisions. I mean, he ain't Meek Mill's the street nigga no more. He done legitimized his hustle. So those decisions that he making today, man, they got to be wise decisions. I mean, he can't allow his emotions to dictate his actions. I mean, or he going to crash.
It's been 11 years. I held it in and I ain't shed a tear. I had a story I ain't never share. Thought it was normal cause they left us here. This for the voices they will never hear. Walking out the courtroom, cameras everywhere. Yeah, and they say better join them, you can't beat them. Don't believe them cause I went against the odds to make it even. It's deceiving, they say you getting probation. You think you leaving, but they get technical, they give you violations. Breathing, breathing, niggas pleading, ain't got no money for lawyers to even feed them. Nobody left to raise our sons and our daughters, so they repeat us. Reaping innocent for 28 years, his mama grieving. Only goals is to make it back home while she's still breathing. Can you believe it, in the land of the free, I'm fighting for freedom. They ain't even had no evidence on them, they try to keep them. Black baby still calling the system, they try and meet them. My new condo overlooks Central Park, and it's still reeking. Say we guilty till we innocent. And they gon' try to kill us with these sentences. It wasn't for the fame, they wouldn't mention it. That's why I take my platform and distribute it. For the ones that gotta live in it, they get interested. When all the cops ain't got no discipline, we living in. The worst is times, the rippy times, the dad ain't listening. And you can't label me a rapper, cause I'm different, kid. And the only difference is, I'm really making differences. I done took my pen and pad and made some businesses. This ain't no cap, I used to trap, and now my pen is lit. Now
from my requirement. Say it loud, I won't be a product of my environment. Say it again, I won't be a product of my environment. We plan to win. Took them bars, they locked me in and made it a wreck. I took them cells that they gave us and I made it a plaque. Before the sales on my album, I was scraping the wax. I turned them jails into mansions with the lake in the back. Now ain't no taking me back. I just left in a chopper and brought some billionaires together so they never could stop us. Had a dream, they say I'm king like Martin Luther the doctor. We freeing niggas, it's like two for a dollar. 100 million on reform, nigga. They never seen it, what you doing, nigga? Putting work and putting on, nigga. You know I weathered all them storms, nigga. I knew I was the one the first year I was born, nigga. Hanging out the door, nigga. Rolls Royce drop top every time the cops stop. My career was at a last stop, but I will not stop. Broken, we can't fix it, take it to the chop shop. Pick it apart and build it back. Make it equal for the brown and black. Word up. Word up.
Word up. The Nelson Mandela Changemaker Award recognizes individuals who are carrying on Mr. Mandela's legacy across one of the following key pillars: social equity through activism, community and nation building, protection and education of children and youth. So today we honor Robert Meek Mill Williams for carrying on President Mandela's legacy.
Meek the truth, man. Meek is saying something. You know? I don't know what niggas talking about Meek, man. Meek saying something. A lot of niggas ain't saying nothing, man. Meek been saying something, so he always get a thumbs up. You heard?
Yeah, he definitely goes in. He definitely go in. He be yelling a lot, but, you know.
Shit, niggas passionate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He's passionate about what he's talking about, man.
Yeah, and that's needed in today's music, man. And on the line tonight, man, we got someone that's very passionate about the music. As a matter of fact, I'll let Comment do the intro for our guest tonight.
Oh, man, without further ado, man, it's the General, man, Low Life General. Fashion, culture, icon, you know, somebody I look up to in the game, man, Mr. Thurston Howell III.
Who had?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go, yo, sir, yeah. Man, word is born, man. This is Black Poet right here, man. Man, welcome to the show, man, for real,
poet.
Man.
Thank you, all right, man.
You know,
I love that. Right, you got that joint is real fire, boy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit him with that. That's on you, God. You know?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Word, I'm throwing that joint, too. Like Son said, he going to throw it on the album. He throw it on every album. That joint is hard.
Yeah, man. Plus we got to do some more shit, man. You know, that's just one thing. We got to do some more things. Mm-hmm. But word, man. A lot of niggas talk about it. A lot of niggas say they do it. A lot of niggas want to be it, but Thurston Howell III is really about that life. You heard everybody out there? Icon when it comes to fashion, icon when it comes to hip-hop, icon when it comes to everything, man. And a nigga like me want to know, when you was a little nigga, man, who the fuck you was listening to coming up, my nigga? Who influenced you to want to do this shit?
I mean, the whole culture influenced me. You know what I mean? Like, I was always a fiend of the music, but I never made the music. You know what I mean? So I was
living through
the music and not being an artist, but I was a breakdancer, graffiti writer, and always fucked with the fashion and hip-hop. You know, like you, through every era, got to touch all them styles, you know what I mean? Since way back.
Yeah, like me, so, you know, it's niggas, you know, around the way niggas that niggas never heard of, that was rhyming and rapping, and I was watching them niggas and shit like that. And you know, so I know it's the same thing with you. You know, you was watching the old niggas and shit, rhyming and rapping and shit, and that shit just rubbed off, man.
Yeah, and I study everybody, man. I'm not a fan of hip-hop. I'm a fiend. You know what I mean? So I listen to it differently. Like, if I bought a tape that I like, I listen to that one tape for a month straight. And I'm studying them all over without even trying to be an artist or an MC. You know what I mean? That's how much I just love the theme for the culture and the skills, you know, to get a nigga album full of skills and It's crazy.
Right, right. See, but niggas, a lot of niggas don't know, man, how to get it out the mud, man. And when it comes to getting it out the mud, like, you've been getting it out the mud for a long time, my nigga, for real. Like, niggas was, I was hearing about y'all niggas when I was a little nigga, you know, when we was all little niggas. We all the same speed, you know. Me and you about the same speed. So I was hearing about y'all niggas, what y'all doing up there, man, you know. Y'all niggas is wild, you know. And niggas just got to know how the fuck you take this shit to the next level like that. Like, what made you want to create the shit and take it to the fashion level, yo?
I mean, that was just natural. Niggas wasn't trying to do nothing. We just being us, and this shit was happening. Like, I never came in as a with an image in rap. You know I'm Thurston Howard the Third, but you never see me dress up like that, nigga, or nothing. You know what I mean? I still rock all the low. You know what I mean? Because that was me. There was no front into it. I was just being myself. That was my image, me. This is was who I always been before I started rapping.
When you really got to the whole thing came together, was you on the streets or was you was down when you put it all together?
I was already home and I was done with the streets. You know what I mean? When I became an artist, kind of bumped into it. You know what I mean? But even when I did my bids and all that, I studied everything. You know, I bought every take through the catalogs. My people sent me everything. So I still was the fiend, you know? No matter where I'm at, I got to have music night and day, night and day.
Damn. See, I got mad questions for you, man. But I know Bomba got some questions. Word is ball. I'm going to let Bomba holler at you for a second, God.
Yeah. Yeah. What up, Thirsty? What it is?
Ain't nothing, man. Just, you know, happy to have you on the show. My whole thing, too, you know, is that you came in the game being you, and many people have watched and studied you at the same time, you know? Even though you was learning from people were learning from you. Like for me, you was one of the first artists to have cooking show, to have something about cooking, whether it was the vanilla wafers or the food bowl with rice, you know what I mean? Like...
Mm-hmm.
And for people to be doing it now, you know, how do you feel about that?
It's what it's supposed to be, man. I'm here to push the culture forward. Even if it inspires something, or, you know, that's what we want, especially for something good, and something good comes after it or whatever. You know what I mean? You're supposed to applaud that. That's what you want, man. You know, even when I did that show, man, like I said, even with my whole image and everything, I was being me. Even in the cooking show, Chef Survival Kid is somebody I always been called in my crib and shit before I ever did the cooking show, like 20 years before that. You know, everybody would call me that in the kitchen because I'll make whatever out of anything. You know what I mean? So it was really recipes I always knew. This ain't shit I studied or nothing. You know what I mean? These real shits I did. I made them. Even when every time I used to come home from big, I would make my family the foods and the recipes I made, and they'd really be blown away on how some of the shit is mad delicious, you know what I mean? That's why I call the jail recipe so good. You got to try them at home, nigga. Like, this ain't no, I ain't trying to be locked up on my show either. I'm in the free world doing it. No mimicking jail, none of that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And he was, you know, even though, like, you know, Pun had songs where he was spitting Spanish, but really, like, even before reggaeton was popping, you know, you was like with the torch lit, you know, the Spanglish, yeah. The, like, it was different, you know, like back in the day, my older cousin, he did music and he went by Explosivo and he was doing it. But I wasn't really into hip-hop then. I was way younger then. You know, it was when I went out mm-hmm. to Philly and my family in Philly, you know, they was into the music already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, years later, you doing it. And then Nori did it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like definitely opened doors for us, you know, Latinos that do music, you know, like myself, you know?
Yo, it was
it was dudes doing it in the beginning of hip hop too. Like, you know what I mean? In the beginning when it started, dudes was doing Spanish verses on songs and stuff like that.
Well, nigga, my one of my idols is Spanish, nigga Tito, nigga Felix Flow.
Yep, Tito's the man.
Yeah, man.
Well,
shout
Mr.
out to the
Shit,
Red Coats.
Dream Machine, you know what I mean? The Disco Dream. He had a whole, he was probably the first Spanish verse ever spit on a song. That's the beginning of hip hop. You know?
Mm. Yeah, that's
hell
dope.
Yeah,
and you know the fantasy. I know Black Poet. I know you know about the Fantasy Three and all that. They were Puerto Ricans too. They used to say Spanish words in their rhymes. You know what I mean?
Oh, how many of them? You said what? How many
of them
was
it? It's the Fantasy Three.
Fantasy
is
Three?
Them dudes. Is y'all rock? Is y'all rock? The Fantasy Three, man.
Hell yeah, yo. Hold on, you just took it back to my junior high school days.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's the fever Fancy. Days.
Well, yeah, I never got into the
fever. Face some shit right now, man, from Thurston Howell, man. We talked about him a lot. We got to let the people hear what the fuck we talking about. You heard? E, man, drop
yeah,
some
I hope
shit,
got
man.
To hear them jump, man. Yo, I ain't going to lie, man. I feel like the world never heard my shit for real, man, because if they really heard all that shit, they be blown away, man. It's retarded, the amount of shit.
Wait,
you know
your
what
story
mean?
Is crazy,
yeah.
Nigga. I can't wait for the movie.
Yeah,
yeah
that catalog.
Just try to get
your
me a
catalog.
Part. Just give me a part in the movie, man. Just give me a part in the movie, man. Word up. Because I know that movie going to be crazy.
Yeah, man.
That movie
going to
be crazy. And I got a question, man, to fucking ask you, too, man, talking about movies and shit like that, man. Yo, after we play this joint, I'm going to ask you this question, man. Yo, where we at?
Oh yeah, before we play this joint, we got people on the line that wanna holler, man. We got a 447 number. 447, you on.
Hey, yeah, how's it going? It's John Murphy, nice one JM from the UK. Just wanted to call in and say what's up. Obviously special show tonight and two of my favourite MCs, Black Poet and First Now the Third. So proper
wow.
Hype from this show, you know.
Yeah, that's
oh,
love.
No doubt, man.
Appreciate that.
Got out of here, kid. What up, Murphy?
Yeah, all good here. Thank you. You know, it's 2:30 in the morning here in the UK. But yeah, I was just wondering, before you dropped the track, I was just wondering if I could ask a question, if that's all good.
You want to have a question with Thurston Howell?
Thank you. I was just wondering, is there sort of a track if you're performing it live, you get the most hyped on, and it's kind of what track would you end a set on? Is there a particular one or?
Well, I mean, I end the set most of the time with I Still Live With My Moms.
Oh, that's great.
You know, that's one of my most well-known songs, and, you know, it's kind of funny, so it switches up the tone of the show and things like that. But, you know, it's one that's real common to people when I go perform, it's well-known, so.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
the classic
as
well.
As far as when I get hype, man, it's just the energy, man. It could be any song. It's something we call when niggas catch the Holy Ghost on stage. When they performing, any song could take you in when you really going with it and you're in the flow when you're stuck. You know what I mean? You get stuck,
yeah,
a zombie type. But that's zoning out. I call it the Holy Ghost. There's a bunch of rappers I see catch the Holy Ghost. DMX catches the Holy Ghost on stage. Busta catches the Holy Ghost. Yo, Keith Murray catches the Holy Ghost crazy. Aguilar catches the Holy Ghost on stage. Look at their performances and you'll see what I'm talking about. They zone out. Even the Rock Ness Monster. He starts popping basically when you look at the movement of his body while he performs his rhymes. You know what I mean? They catching the Holy Ghost, man. That's how you know this is a religion too. It's not a game.
Yeah, definitely, man. I think that's a dope answer, man, for sure. I can think of loads of people I've like seen live over the years. You know, I think like De La Soul, like they bring that energy if like, you know, you see them live or, you know, people like that. But yeah, no, that's dope. Like, and I think, you know, Still Live With My Mum's, obviously, you know, that's a classic one, you know. Like my mum's 60 today, you know, so yeah, you know, dope track. I don't live with her anymore.
Happy birthday
to
your mom, man. Hey, mom, I said happy birthday. You should go move back in.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, I will do. I'll let her know that. But yeah, no, God bless you all, you know, and yeah, hope you have a good day.
Man.
And thanks. Peace later.
All right, peace, man. Thanks for the shout.
No doubt, man. Appreciate your call, man.
Yeah, John, big
John had
from the USA.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good.
So yeah.
Yo, you there? You're thirsty.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
There, girl. Yo. Before I fucking forget, because I'm about to forget, I'm fucking smoking. Yo, how you feel about that motherfucking portrayal of the Low Lives and 50 New shit? Power raising Kanan. You know, I know you heard about it. I know you probably saw that shit. You know, and they, you know, depicting the Low Lives and shit, how y'all was getting down. Is that accurate? And do you have anything to do with that shit?
No, I don't got nothing to do with it. But I mean, I feel like it's a beautiful thing because we're getting
but
some acknowledgement.
But he ain't get the motherfucking the green light.
Yeah, but they tapping into it in the point, right, where they basically introducing our story to the world. I look at the situation that's going on right now with, like Al Capone and his story, right? They mention Al Capone and his story in 1,000 movies and 50 million series, and that's what we want. So the more they can keep introducing, because there's 1,000 of our stories within Low Life. So the more they introduce one, the more it opens the doors for the next and the next, because there's so many stories when it starts, you know, showing the way the spread happens from the inner circle.
To me, if he was smart and if he really wanted to kill it, that nigga would have had you in that motherfucker and just, you know, I guess that nigga ain't thinking that way. Or if he really wanted to kill that shit and make that shit crazy, Somewhere, you got a part in that part. You know what I'm saying? I would love to see that, man. That would have been dope, man.
They feel smart, man. They real smart in how they doing their shit and they developing their characters and stuff. So I see their angles. You know how, yeah, maybe they're tapping into the story, but they're not really trying to touch the story too much the way they're having the fictional character. You know what I mean? Like the jukebox girl being what she is. But one thing for sure, like, you know, everybody in the world know that Low Life thing is that's a Brooklyn thing. You know what I mean?
I don't give a fuck if the, as long as the camera just pass you, as long as the niggas be like, oh shit, that nigga, who that nigga went on that low? Look, you ain't even gotta have a part in this shit. I was gonna see you in that motherfucker.
No, I'm good, man. I'm happy to see what they doing, man.
But if they really wanted to kill it, he would incorporate you in that part a little more. And that would have been dope. But it's still dope. We still dope.
Nah,
you know you dope, nigga, for life. Nigga, you get it out the mud, man. Just like I'm saying, man. Niggas don't know your story for real, but we gonna let niggas know.
Yep, we going to always kill it, too.
Hey, yo, E, man, we need some music, man, because
people
got to hear some
shit. You know y'all been saying y'all was going to play one of my joints for like 5 days already.
I already know, man. So I told, man, the real Eminem over there.
Yo,
be ready, but you know how it be. It be special,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
we just
got
to get people that anticipation.
Yeah, everything we playing is straight out the folder. You know, this is the Thurston Howell takeover. You know, we playing nothing but Thurston Howell records. So y'all ready out there? Get y'all Serato ready, because we going to give you some joints.
Really know. Everybody don't know how I get down, son. They never got a taste of all that shit like that.
Let's go.
Brooklyn. Thirsty Howard the third. Yeah. Dana Gang. OG Strike.
Count the other arm now, nigga. Chickens and bombers up and down the block. With the flavor flame fade without the clock. Live at the fun house, DMC. Here we go. Rock steady crew. Hey, you. Video. Heavy D had his time. You know he made it dope. I'm the educated rapper 2004. That BC Boy record was the shit at the square. Eli Fisherman, Timberland, first pair. Michael Jackson's hip-hop, he set some trends. Before Eric and Paris became best friends, that's when
a newspaper burns in the sand.
There was a time when Ice Cube had New York in his hands. OC, Crazy Eddie, masters of the scratch. Before the Wop, before the cabbage patch. Lord Finesse stepped up, he was saying some shit. Tretch came in the game straight flaming with his.
1-2, 1-2, catching, catching. Before y'all was ballers, shot callers, popping collars. So Sonic Force rocked the planet led by Afro Pub and by the Crash.
Was rocking on your radio.
Grandmaster Flash, Furious 5 had the Deafening Show.
Feeling 4, Treacherous 3, Double Trouble, Disco Twins. Ran with the Tear, though I still love to see them spin.
Cold Crush Brothers, Funky 4, plus one more. Graffiti, Pop Locker, B-Boys, Break the Floor. DJ Hollywood, reigning supreme as Mixtape King. Except his joints was dubbed on 8-track machines. Master Donnie, the committee hit the city with the funk box. DJ Jones inspired countless disc jockeys. Harlem World of Roy, Disco Fever, the Buck Starsky. Uptown at the rooftop, legendary Rufy B. Disco King, Mario Speaker, what's the street blaster? DJ Flowers had the power to mentor Grandmaster. Haha, classic.
Like Luke Butters when she wore velour. On the first album cover up on my wall. Favorite female rapper Roxanne Shante. The same one Dr. Ice tried to date. PT was the dime. Chocolate mommy, daddy choice, still choice. Timeless body, Latifah, the queen. She kept it clean. Little Kim titty out soon as she hits the scene. Kayla, beatboxed on the Spectre. Gadget money, love, flow tough. God bless her acting hard in me. Sparky D, Miss Melody, Heather B, Harmony. Reversing Park the beat. One salt, one pepper. Two Cinderella, Shelly Thunder, Duff Plate, Acapella. Lights out, party's over. Antoinette ain't having it. The real rock band used to wish I was tapping it.
Sorry, won't be.
Don't stop. Here we go. Awesome 2, Halftime, Hank Love, and DNA. Act 3D and Gigolette. About the game people play. Mantronic, Boogie Boys, Friends 3, MC. Now PSK.
Hey,
Schoolie D. Houdini, my favorite group. First sex symbols of rap. The fifth element of hip-hop people is fashion. Got that? So God bless Biggie and that dude Jermaine. But nobody had the Gucci friends before Dana Dane. I recall not even a teen being raised in Fort Greene. I had teardrops, dark skin, leaves, and gabardines. Expensive, Playboy, a spender, East St. Laurent, French without the lenses. I'm from Brooklyn in the VX, hanging at the skate key to see the bad, bad boys. My name is the Disco 3. So this goes out to all my pioneers who put in work. Much respect to the classics and my man, Kool Herc. Ha ha. Classic? I told you.
Oh my God, man. Oh my God. Oh, man. That shit is
yo,
crazy.
You heard Dana Dane, versus on there, boy? It's crazy.
Oh my God, son. That shit is crazy.
He went
yo,
in
we gotta
too.
We got to put that on the play, we play again list, yo. You know, Dan Dunn.
Repetition
that joint was mad fun.
For real, man. That's Thurston Howell, the third job motherfuckers out there. Dunn is mad motherfucking versatile. Mad motherfucking. See, what I love about you, man, you got mad styles, Dunn. Yo, you dice on the bike, man. I'm a fucking big fan. Those niggas crazy. Nigga got lyrics,
love,
man.
I appreciate that.
For real, yo. Let's hit him with some more shit, man. We can't keep talking about it. We got to let him hear it, my nigga.
Yeah.
Let's go. Ian.
Nah, that versatility is real important to me, man, because, no different than boxing.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Punch
we got something else lined up for him. When we come back, we taking calls and we chopping it up with Thurston Howard III, man. This joint here is called The Turn of the Pole Weekend right here.
Throw your L's up,
shit.
My nigga.
That's my shit right there. Throw
your
L's
up,
my that's
my
shit right here.
All my real lows, man. Y'all niggas better throw your L's up for real.
Do a windmill to this shit.
You heard? Let's go.
Yeah, y'all been biting my style. I don't just back motherfuckers up for no reason. Double L General con la corona from the MOP streets of Saratoga. Boricua soy, respect my flag. Ghetto Baptist, check my pass. Horsey socks with a G-Shock watch. Catch me fresh in a pizza shop. Polo cologne, every color I own. The crown automatically come with the throne. She framed the game 2010. The vote, the darkest tip. Polo knit, Chris, with a bitch, Gucci girl, curl, polo men, big ponies only, Olympic horsey, stampede, canteen, polo cigarettes, polo candy, water jug, mug, coffee cup, fireman's truck, or only one, filled my drink, rolling blunt, ran through the stores, with the Fila King, and if it drops to the floor, never leave a thing, or at least in the street, matching hat and bag, hunchback, walk with my pockets fat, fortified lies, synchronized crime, take everything I think is mine, nah, fat farm, dawn, shit is ugly, polo vest still killed with rugby, he'll figure gone, no ducker coming back, checkerboard shorts, lumberjack hat, talk with me, gente, full length, decente, wear my chain like Junta Quinte, how the shoes look funny, for the money, turtlenecks and specs before mugging, ego no puedo, no toco eso, sticky tooth, like I'm on the west coast, polo peace coat, pollo frito, I gotta go home, when I rep my people, jeans cuffs, clean cut, Nefertiti leaning, kissing King's neck. Motherfuckers up for no reason.
It's the return of the polo weekend.
The very, very payday, the pele, pele on the train with a headache. Young girl wanna claim my click. Took no life, put his name on it. Too late for the polo crown. Never took it off, never put it down. Skillmatic, still added, rugby store or ill patches. Low mansion, romancing dick. Pockets got both hands in. South Pole, never been fly, crucified twice. Whoever told that lie? Or see socks with a G-Shock watch. Cross black hat, that bebop box. Show your low. Vintage gear addict, Louis luggage published in Paris. No rock aware, over here. Benetton come, not to scare. Ties and tuxedo. Wherever we go, Brooklyn, Popeye. Latino, Armani's a body if you rock it properly. Ralph be a star in top Monopoly. LRG, never felt hardly. Feel the same way about Ed Hardy. Mohawk thought, skinny jeans, dreams, homo walk, Calvin Klein. No friend of mine, he been played out since 85. True religion, new division. Got my gold cross from the crucifixion. Got the polo horse on the supervision. The logos are local, I do it different. Smack motherfuckers up for no reason.
It's the return of the polo weekend.
The motherfucking polo weekend. Big thirsty, big low. You already know how I do my he-riding style. My little items is ridiculous already. I ain't gotta explain nothing no more. You already see what I'm wearing on a regular occasion. Stop trying to study my style. Futuristic. Get your telescopes out if you wanna study my style. I'm fly like that. You see my motherfucking pilot's license in my wallet, girl. The Polo Rican. Big thirsty. Big low, the skillionaire. The here I am. Spanish and English got some damage.
Check out how the nigga works, right?
Yeah.
Check out the skills, right? I already peeped the scene. I gave the nigga two shirts, and you know what he gave me back? A hat that was mine. That was mine.
Yo, man. This nigga's retarded, man. I fucking love you, man. This nigga's crazy on the mic. Y'all hear that nigga, man? That nigga should stop playing.
Nah, that's
man.
Love.
You better start recognizing, man. Fuck that, man. Thurston is for real with this shit. Y'all heard?
Yeah, I ain't
yo,
never played with this.
Let me ask you something, my nigga. You
it,
know
man.
You started a movement, my nigga. You started an ill movement, and that movement is crazy. And you got everybody want to be a motherfucking lowlife. You heard? And I want to ask you a question, man. What do a motherfucker got to do to consider themselves a real lowlife?
I mean, you know, for one, you got to live it, man.
What's the low life way of life? Like I know it's fast to say, like, everything low life, top toe.
Nah, man, low life way of life is just love and loyalty, man. You don't even need no polo to be involved, man. You know what I mean? For what we stand for now, what it is now, you know, it's about being positive, righteous, and, you know, supposed to be that for motherfuckers to understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I stand for that. And I'm surrounded by stands for that. You know,
see,
so
niggas
no
need to hear that coming from you, because a lot of niggas think it's all about the fat and
though.
Shit and shining on the polo shit, but like you said, it's about that love and that loyalty, man. It's not, it don't have to be about, it ain't about that polo gear. It's about love and loyalty, man. That's, I smell you.
That's some real low life shit. Like, you know, dudes and people follow the polo culture, and everybody rocks polo, and you know, that's love too. You know, I'm not against that. It's
nah, everybody rocks low life.
I believe,
nigga, low life is popping. Like, you started a
low
movement,
life,
my nigga.
Low life belongs to the culture now. It's not just for me in Brownsville or Crown Heights. It's part of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
I mean,
so
besides that,
you want to grow up and be low life, man. That's
you on some, you, to me and to a lot of motherfuckers, man, I mean, you like Dapper Dan, man. You and Dapper Dan's the only two niggas that did some shit like this, man. And it's like monumental type shit, yo. Shit's not no small fucking potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm talking, shit you doing is crazy, my nigga. For
yeah,
real.
Cause you got the, you know, you got the low life clothing itself. You know, the license plate and all that. You know, it's still pushing the brand similar to Dapper Dan. Yeah, definitely. But you know, the polo is just a uniform. You know. That's what I was always told. It's just
you
the uniform.
If
you want to
do it. You know what I mean? For those dudes that want to do it.
Nah,
yeah,
but it's just the way you did the shit and all the wares that I see, man, shit is like you took shit from one thing and made it your own. And I respect that shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You took one thing and you made that shit your own, man, you and your peoples. And that shit is real gangster to me, man. That's what gangsters do, for real.
That's love.
Yeah.
Thank you,
poet need a official 3X bear low life bear tea original flavor joint, like the exclusive.
Oh yeah. Just tell me too, so I need that. So you just tell me, so I got you. I need your info, man. Y'all gotta give me the info so we can follow, yo. Word up.
Because
I'm coming up top, man, and we're gonna shoot some visuals. And I know, you know what I'm saying, we gotta do some more shit, so I might fucking camp out with you somewhere, man. I don't know, man. We just got wild out.
Nah, you already know I work, son. Trying to work.
Let's get it.
So
yo, we got some more music on deck right now, because we got to let the people hear some more shit from Thun.
Oh, you already know, man. Before we put on some more music, we got another call on the line. 757, you on. Thurston Howell in the building.
What it do? What it do? King Comet Black, you know, this is T-Max, 1/4 of the Almighty, Off the Cuff Radio, and of course, the Puerto Rican, the consummate chef of all things fresh and fashion, and MC Feasting to Death, Thurston, man. Great to holler at you again, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man? How's everything going out there?
Everything's good, man. Always good to chop it up with you. Now, one thing about it, man, we always know. We've seen the lyrical genius you have that has spanned over 25 years in terms of you just being a consummate MC. But one thing about it, a lot of people got to know, how much did Lupin III play into your, until you really developing your name? Because in terms of, you know, where you, in terms of your logo, it definitely is inspiration from, you know, and for those that haven't watched Lupin III cartoon, especially the second version from 1977 and beyond, you're missing out. Y'all need to watch it. It's on YouTube. Check it out.
I never even heard of it before. It's my first time ever hearing about it. Yeah, I'm being honest.
You need to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, my name comes from Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island, man. The skit
from
Marianne.
That was my nigga, too. Now, he was a smooth motherfucker,
you know what I mean?
Too.
Yeah, like, I'm the skillionaire. I'm not he was the millionaire, dude. I'm the skillionaire. I'm rich with the skills.
Yo, he wasn't worried about shit, yo. That nigga wasn't worried about nothing on that island. Lo, he was
nigga
chilling.
Nigga had bread.
That nigga didn't give a fuck about whatever, yo. Whatever going on,
I'm good.
Mimic Thurston before. I never touched his character from Gilligan's Island. I never tried to dress like him, none of that. The most
nah,
I
nah,
did
none of that. It's just that, yo, that's
in
a cool,
my
rhyme. Cool name, man. I love the way you flip.
But
that,
I think I could start doing that shit now. I proved it for long enough. Now I could turn into that motherfucker if I want to.
Yeah, come on, man. You know how you be doing funny shit, too. Like, you also a fucking funny guy, too, man, when it comes to videos and shit like that. Like, I forgot to say, you're versatile. I see some shit. You doing the karate shit. Yo.
Yeah, oh, you saw that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
niggas
yo
don't
I'm
going to
tell
know,
y'all the real
man.
Deal. Y'all don't even know how much fun that shit was. Like, you think we just did, like, that bitch, you know, Fool is a funny motherfucker at, you know, 1,000 times a day.
Hell yeah, the guy was on tour with Fool, man. Fool's fucking
yep,
crazy.
So just working all day with him, everything is fun and funny. So we had mad fun doing that, man.
That's what it is, man.
Yo, but yo,
really
yo, Black. Let me ask you,
on
right?
Howard the Third.
I gotta ask you a question, right? Because you know, I never got no real feedback or criticism on my karate movie, right? So I know there've been a lot of them done in hip hop, man. But I never really seen the artists do the kung fu themselves. You know what I mean? Like real, like the way
yeah,
I was
first.
Because I did.
He did his own. He did his own stunts.
Yeah, I did my own stunts.
Jackie Chan and shit. Jackie
yo,
Chan
I ain't gonna lie. I never motherfucking practiced ever. We just went in and we did what we did. But yo, all of us seen every motherfucking karate movie a million times over. So all that shit was just natural, you know.
Yeah. For those that want to try, for those that want to try to test Thurston's jaw, he might break yours if you run up on him because he knows it.
Oh, he definitely gonna break yours. He definitely gonna break yours. So don't even try it.
Yeah,
yo,
let's have
some more music, man. Saturday night, Screwball Radio. We got Thurston Howard the Third. Y'all motherfuckers fall up. We gonna hit y'all with some more shit from Thun all night. It's all about Thurston.
The joint here is called Skillmatic, and it's featuring Prodigy. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in
peace.
Yeah,
yeah, rest in peace, Prodigy.
Send more caskets.
Oh.
Skillmatic. They want rap beats, gonna be a lot of dead rappers. Still at it. Nice with it. Turn it slow in the dough. Still at it. Skillmatic. I'm a poet's first words, magician's last trick. Hallucinating, hating, fashion fabric. A mother's son committing the same sin, breaking the same law, she's saying it ain't him. Father dead from an overdose early. I ain't never made a fucking song without cursing. Fake eyes lie, take to the truth. City folk keep all snakes in the zoo. Skillmatic, wisdom and will, talent, business and skill matter, digital bill, data.
Talk so much.
Need a meter on your mouth. Always been pussy, we ain't got no doubt. Slim Jim, my gun is a beat stick. Blind motherfuckers, nobody ain't seen shit. Life's a bitch, a movie and a gamble where porn stars and hookers all live in a castle.
Send more caskets. Skillmatic. They want rap beats, gon' be a lot of dead rappers. Still at it. Nice with it, turn it slow in the dough.
Still at it.
Skillmatic.
Skillmatic.
Got caught holding my pistol. Once again, I got took by the knees. 3 years in the pen, came home, new pistol. Once again, I would never let these niggas run up on the kid without instant karma. I ain't gotta come back, you get this work right now. Your whole lap, too much for them to handle. They can't process how a nigga get down, I'm not with the nonsense. Too smart for the foolishness. Niggas try to line me, get your foolies hit. Got a real bad bitch, I don't deal with basics. Me get real money, not deal with fake shit. My rap like a OG pimp. Got sent bad niggas on the police dick. Real niggas, real love, real loyalty. Thurston, Howlin', Don P. Send more caskets. Skillmatic. They want rap beats, gonna be a lot of dead rappers. Still at it. Nice with it, turn it slow in the dough.
I go down, man. Now this shit work. Now we get it done. My nigga Thurston Howard III. My name is VIP, Don P. R.I.P. to all that bullshit out there. We don't fuck with that. Nah, nah. We ain't fuck with that.
Come on, man. Who am, man? That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga. That
yeah,
raw
my
shit.
Dude
my
dude Will Tell produce that.
Yeah, man. We putting that on the play again list too, man. You hear me, man? E?
Man, it's too. Man, we might just put the whole folder on for the whole
you
rotation.
Know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Niggas,
and I got 20 more folders. And I got 20 more folders when you done.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you got albums, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, niggas, the hardest working man for real. Like I said, man. A lot of niggas say it. A lot of niggas want to be it, but Dunn is the real deal. He the hardest fucking working man, consistent motherfucker in the game right now.
Yeah, Elmer Flood, man. Elmer Flood.
Heat be underground, banging heat. It don't just be joints. It be heat. Everything be heat.
Yeah, you see, it's all skill. Every album is titled with a skill. It got it's for me and hip hop is about the skills first, man. Skill matters to me.
Let me ask you a question though. Where you get your you got in house producers or you pick beats from different producers?
I do all. I produce a lot of the joints myself too. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
I get busy. Okay. A lot of them joints is me.
Oh, see, that's
I take from anybody. Whatever is hot, if it give me the vibe, I write that joint in 5 minutes. That's all I need for the beat to give me the vibe. The beat tell me what to do. That's how I stack them up. As soon as it give me a feel, I just get it out the way. As long as I got the feeling out, it's recorded, I go back to it later. I can fix anything on it later because the vibe is already laid out.
Yeah, that's just how I work, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I only certain niggas cut from this kind of fucking cloth. So y'all fake niggas, man, y'all can't even fucking, y'all ain't got a chance. Y'all fake ass niggas don't got a chance because you can't be reborn, nigga. You might be reborn. Come back as a cat.
Recorded a joint right before I called in. I finished right before I called in. Brand new joint and all. I was going to wait to do it tomorrow morning. I was like, fuck it. I fit it in right now because I felt it. You know what I mean? The vibe was there. I was supposed to fit it in all that. So I just said, let me jump that shit in right before the call. And that's what I be talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, yo, man, we got some more fire. I know we got some more fire, man. So.
Your comment, you understand Spanish? Is your Spanish good,
of course.
So you be understanding all my Spanish joint where I be going with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll be listening, kid. I'll be listening all the time, you know. What up? Yeah.
And with this song here, he gonna take it to Brooklyn, man. This joint here is called Brooklyn Killers.
Wow,
let's go!
Going crazy.
BK Killers.
Let's get
Thirsty.
It.
The Brooklyn Killers, man. Tell you about them Brooklyn Killers, man. They cheat their shit on you.
They know I'm motherfucking style by now.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Ten stag off the ass, every color, 10 boots.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Shorties love our style and every go-to.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Rest in peace, ODB. Who more Brooklyn than you?
ODB was the shit.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
100 deep in the club, what the fuck they gon' do?
Burrows, man. Stay fly, stay pretty, man. You get that fucking paper, you heard?
Child lining up, let me do the serving. Rikers Island been tortured to respect the German gun talk. Motherfucker wants a macro pump. Eating pussy only time the cat got my tongue.
BK, BK.
Ain't nothing changed here, same routine every time. You wear your chain here.
Give me that,
give me this, that's mine. Give me those, slap the taste out your mouth. Make it hide in your nose.
In the jungle,
they judge you. You a child.
dump you. Some sow you, some truth, simply they sum you. Train station, patient, waiting, gun on the waisting. Won't run from Jason, ain't scared of Coney Island. Be wild and brown, still thirsty. My iron gives turns when it's twist or curly. Respect my burrow, thugged out thorough. Mike Tyson's license, one round, let off.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Walk with a box, truck heavy jewels.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Shorties love our style and every go-to.
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Rest in peace, ODB, who more Brooklyn than you?
That's how a Brooklyn nigga do.
Hundreds deep in the club, what the fuck they gon' do? See how Gats looking flat, boy, you with my big toe. Bet your body can't take everything this clip holds. Everybody wanna eat, I want a spoon and big bowl. Hated death, rip tips, wish bone. Not the gun or the knife, it's the heart that's the spark. When Noah's Ark talked, I was the first waiting shark. In the presence of the jury, say suck my dick. I'll cut off my tongue before I snitch.
Brooklyn.
Say it again.
Brooklyn.
Feel the motherfucking end. I'm a street strap hanger, anger banger, ghetto slanger, haranga, tanga, shanker, gang up.
In the club, you see them killers, man. You see all that low shit. Come on, man. Some low life niggas, man. Some low life killers, you heard? Come on, man. Thurston Howell. Yeah. Knocking niggas the fuck out, man. Brooklyn killers, man. Coming for y'all niggas, man. Don't you ever violate, nigga. 2L's up, man.
I was born,
yeah,
naturally born.
That shit is fire, man. Everything is fire. Everything is fire. Everything is fire.
By my e-book, IBM Dancer e-book produced that joint. Part of the Anger Bandits.
There's a video
team
for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a video for
there's
that.
Video for that featuring Big Boo.
Bomit, I know Bomit got more questions for Dunk. I know I got more questions, Dunk.
A
while back you was doing like a movie. I don't know if it was like a sitcom or like a movie. It was like Big Cousin and Little Cousin.
Yeah,
is there gonna be more of that?
Yeah, that's my real cousin, man. He grew up. He a grown-ass man with a big beard and all that now. He out there flossing hard body. He don't want to do nothing with me. It's crazy. He making all that mumble rap and all that now, too. So, but he's still doing his thing.
That was like a Friday to me. You know what I'm saying? Watching that was like a Friday to me. You know what I mean? Like the comedy, everything was dope. You know, but you know who be writing all the stuff? Like all the treatments, like the video treatments. Like that's all you. Like
that's,
you have
that's
people
all me.
That y'all sit down together.
Yeah, nah, I do some of everything. Like when I did the Big Cousin Payback, that Jokes was one of the directors, the director I worked with, so he wrote a lot of the story with me. You know what I mean? A lot of the ideas was his to begin with because I was coming to Miami and he was finding them scenery and stuff like that. But usually in everything else I do, you know, they did the same with the cooking show. I did it with Jokes, you know what I mean? So they found locations and all that and set it up for me. But everything else you see out there, I do everything, the costumes, the locations, you know, I do the production management. I'm the dude who do the scheduling. I write all the treatments. I edit half of the videos. Box edits the majority, you know what I mean? So I wear a lot of hats, man, when it comes to, and I'm this fucking star, so it'd be hard,
it's
man,
crazy.
When we be doing 22-hour shoots. And, yo, I'm like, I'm more tired than everybody, so niggas be mad at 20 hours on a shoot. But I'm like, imagine me, because I'm doing production management and being the star behind the camera.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You're the hardest working man in hip-hop, my nigga. And I had a lot of accomplishments with that. I don't think you niggas really celebrating enough. And we gonna make sure niggas celebrate you. But, yo, I got one question for you, my nigga. Like, yo, how that shit felt, man, when you fucking sat down? I mean, you know, I already know it ain't no real thing when it comes to, you know, I already know the politics and shit like that. But when you sat down with the dude, man, Ralph, man, how that shit felt, knowing how you got the mud, and now you sitting down with this dude talking about this shit, yo. That's some gangster shit to me, man.
Nah, that's love. Man. I mean, it didn't even hit me the way it hit a lot of people at first, you know? I was just stuck on more than doing the job, being there, you know? Like, you know, I always looked at this shit like, yo, this is retarded. Who would ever in the world would think it would come to this, you know, to this connection? But it was a big honor for. You know what I mean? Just for them to respect our culture that much and include our story in with his. Because that's what he told me, too. He said he knew how important it was include, you know, our story and the brand and his story together. And he did that within his story. That's the most amazing part of it all. He told
that
the world
so
about
crazy,
it, like, that Ralph Lauren story, man. That
shit
was
is
like, you know, one of my men had
shit.
To call me and was like, "Yo, son, do you understand? You don't even understand what you did. Don't you know the Prince of Wales and all of them are watching this? You know, he's like, you don't understand the level of people who are gonna see this, mommy."
Yeah,
that's historical.
Nah,
I appreciate
this,
man.
Just because the way we know how it came out the mud, you know what I'm saying? And if you sit down with the dude that niggas was just boosting shit for, like, and, yeah, that's all another story. You know, a lot of people got the misconception or the real conception of how shit used to be back in the days. Like was niggas, I don't know, I don't want to put niggas on blast, but I know niggas was going out there hitting them like that, or that ain't how it was. Niggas was just going around getting them shits how they got them.
Nah, it was everything,
know,
man.
You know, niggas
going
was sick, niggas. You know, I'm in Queensbridge, nigga. I'm in Queens. I'm hearing y'all niggas is wowing for them things. Y'all niggas wowing for them things up there.
Brooklyn is savages, Paul. Like, if you in a project in Brooklyn, you know 50 to 100 dudes in your project alone. So imagine the 3-4 other projects in your name. Because that's what Brownsville is. It's just mad projects, you know. So everybody know everybody. So when niggas go out or go to a spot and you start to link up, you get to the club, it be 80 dudes. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing. There's times a lot of the boosting dudes, they go boosting by yourself and quiet. But when you got 80 dudes, ain't nobody trying to wait for you to boost. They dudes is just running up and take the door. I'm not going to wait for you to get yours, because now niggas
shit
is racing
real,
each other
yo.
To get it.
Shit was real, man. Niggas ain't fucking gazelles yet. Jackets ripped off their feet. Adidas, God. Lowe's.
No, a lot of dudes got caught for their gazelles. People don't know how serious gazelles was. You got clapped for your gazelles.
Yo, son, the new gazelle. You like the new gazelles, the new style joints? You seen them?
I never touched like some of the old school fashion stuff, like especially gazelles for some reason, because I feel like it's a costume from back in the day.
I never rocked them either, but they were dope though. That was like high school shit to us.
It just was a body. The double bar gazelles, like the fat boys used to rock.
Yeah.
That was East New York shit.
That's hip-hop, though. That's definitely hip hop. Niggas can't tell me Cassell's ain't hip hop.
Yeah.
I got a question for the brother.
How you would have got clapped for your Gazelles in 84, right? But in, right, but in 92, dudes was laughing at you for wearing Gazelles.
Word.
It got played out just like Gold Ropes, big dookie rope you got on 88, nigga gonna body you for it. But then in 93, niggas laughing at you for wearing
niggas laughing.
What dude was gonna body you for. Crazy.
Word is ball, you right.
Some dudes.
Yo,
I got
another question.
Still up north for bodying somebody for some shit that went out of style a couple of years later.
I know Bama got another question for you.
I was going to say, what's your most prized possession of Low? Because, you know, you always did that little segment, how low can you go? But what's your, like, what's one piece that's like wouldn't go nowhere? Like, you won't even give it up to nothing because, you know, I got a couple of bad knits that I won't even take out. I just gonna leave them in there, you know? But what's like a piece for you?
I don't even know, man. I recycle like crazy. Like, I don't hold on to much like people think. I let that shit go. I sell everything that anybody wants. I don't give a fuck. I let it go. I mean, because I'm
always they ain't like
add other stuff. You know what I mean?
They ain't like
and
a wallet.
And if I did it already, stuff like that I collect. I collect more houseware stuff than anything. Like, I don't even care about the clothes the way I care about the houseware. No, they got some.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it could be anything. Like, you know, like I got Christmas ornaments. I got, you know, little my yak glasses. You know, what's your like a piece that it will always be with you? Because you know, everybody act like they low, but they don't. They just trying to follow the trend. But you the founding father of the style. Like. You know, you rack disco. You know the whole Garvey to Utica to St. John's. You know, what's your prize piece that you hold on to forever?
I ain't got one, son. Real.
Ooh, that's deep.
Because, y'all, he got so, he got shit
I
said
even the pieces don't matter. You make them shits the shit. You know what I mean?
That's
so everything, even I see everybody living the past with the retro. It's love. They killing it. But I'm not attracted to it because I was there. The same way I felt about the Gazelles. You know, I was there. So it's like I'm not rushing to what I already did a long time ago.
I ain't
even like
the Cassettes even when I was a little nigga. I ain't rocking shit. Well, I know them shit niggas was rocking them shit. DMC made them shit real popular.
Yeah, they was the shit.
Even,
everybody had the
even with Poet,
I think DMC,
you know, like,
DMC was the most, I think DMC really pushed it the most out of everybody.
Yeah.
When you think hip-hop, you think fucking DMC.
Yo, but he never said Cazelles on the songs, right? He never said Cazelles.
Never said Cazelles on the songs.
Yeah, said and I'm the super Run DMC fan. I'm the dude who had my whole room is just Run DMC posters. Nobody getting a shot but them. For real, that's how much Run DMC I was. Thing was Run DMC.
Hell yeah. He never said Cazelles. You're right.
I remember one time I took Poet out to one of the low trade, and it was just everybody lowed out. He's just like, wow, man, this is crazy. You know, I went out to see Malik. I went out there to see Malik Low and, you know, snatched the rug from him. This is a couple years ago.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I bring Poet around, and he just like, wow, you know, like this is serious, you know, this is big.
Yeah, man, niggas gonna be low life, man. What you gotta do? Niggas gotta get beat up to get beat down with low life, right? Get some blood shit.
Nah,
beat up. Yeah.
Because it was y'all niggas, it was the Decepticons in Brooklyn. It was y'all niggas up to, y'all niggas as well from the Bronx. Yo, man. It was like the Warriors back in the days.
Your Decepticons was right there with us. They lived in the same place. So a lot of them was our peoples, lived in the same projects and everything. A lot of people ain't know that.
It was like
they
different chapters of the niggas, though. Is that different?
Like the main niggas. You know, like the oldest starting niggas. My whole project was half Decepticon, the same way it was half Low Life.
Just like
the definitely in the Bronx.
Juice Crew comes from the Bronx.
Yeah, you were hearing you was hearing Decepticons in the Bronx. You was hearing Low Life in the Bronx, you know? And I grew up in Kingsbridge. Jerome Avenue,
Kingsbridge,
he was
what?
Hearing about
Kingsbridge on the Bronx.
Yeah.
Paul, you grew up in Queensbridge?
Hell yeah, man. From the motherfucking hospital to the motherfucking building.
Paul from the first building in Queensbridge.
Where did Paul? My building is under the bridge. My building is one of the buildings that's under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to sleep to the cars going across the fucking bridge. You hear them?
Wow. Get used to that shit, right?
Hell yeah, duh.
Yeah, I had to change.
I got older,
right,
I started shooting at that shit. I got older, I started shooting my little 38 at the bridge. Go up on the roof.
Yo, I used to always go through there and see, like, it was besides the project there, it was only a beautiful neighborhood, like, with middle-class people, hardworking immigrants, you know what I mean, around the rest of the area, like, really nice homes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's definitely a nice area, you know, it's that, you know, it's a bubble out there in them six blocks. That's different than the surrounding area. So everything's nice, like all around that shit. So you go into that hood, it's a different story.
Yeah, Queensbridge is its own planet. It's its own planet in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to cross the street to the chicken spot to get fresh air. Once you cross the street,
that's like
you in the bubble.
Coney Island project. You should get beef out there, yo. You ain't got nowhere to run, son. There's only one way in.
You going to that beach? Where the fuck you going to out there? You done out there in Coney Island. If you ain't got no whip, you better have a couple of whips. A couple of different
We wasn't whip dudes when we was young, man. We was all about that train action.
It was a train and shit.
We 60 deep. It was more fun on the train. And there was more girls on the train. The dudes with the cars wasn't getting as many girls as us. They was
especially
on the train.
On Easter, y'all. Remember Easter going down to 42nd Street? Crazy.
Yeah.
Niggas from the bridge, we used to go down to 42nd Street crazy deep on Easter.
Yeah,
everybody's down there.
Easter joints. I got Easter flicks at the Apollo outside with the backdrops.
Niggas used to
From the Apollo to Coney Island to the Deuce, all in the same day. By the time we got to the Deuce at night, it's 100 motherfuckers. Because you done met 25 dudes in each spot we stopped at.
But yo, Thurston, on some serious shit, yo. Is a movie in the works, man, or in the talks or in the thoughts?
Yeah, of course, man. There's stuff, you know, in the air right now, you know.
Because niggas need that right now, right? Right now, niggas are stuck on that time frame right now. If you notice,
yeah, nice.
All the fucking
it's time of our generation.
Yeah, man. So
everything is time.
Hell yeah, my nigga. Your story's ill. And niggas need to hear that. And see that.
Love, man.
Hey, yo, Ian, man, we got some more music. I know we got some more music, man, before we, you know what I'm saying, wrap it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This joint here called These Things.
That's cool, not man. A game. You saw the video?
Nah.
Peek that video is crazy.
Yeah, one of my I mean I like all your videos, but the two that I love the most is you redid Rakim's Know the Ledge. That's one of my favorite of your videos. And then I'm surrounded by criminals, you know, the whole visual, the editing. That's one of my
definitely
my
Super
top.
Super Reyes, he directed and did all that on Surrounded by Criminals. Yeah, let me ask you, man, because since you said you like the Rod joint, right? Because, I see few people, you know, they try to redo a Rod song, right? I almost never seen nobody get a Rod song right. And really kill a remake of a rock song. I don't know if y'all would agree with me or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
I ain't see it.
Not
but I know if anybody can do it, I know you can do it.
I matched the song completely to the entire flow, right? But I changed all the words and I did the video exactly like him, the same way. Same wardrobe, same look, same everything. I had to do it.
That's one of my favorite. One of my favorites that you did. It's just ill. It's hip hop. You know the whole thing. You know, definitely captured what they captured. Definitely gave you the juice vibe when you was watching it. You know.
Mhm. Nah, that's what's up, man.
I think we just gotta just play it for the masses.
Let's go.
Oh yeah. Give it to him.
No.
Thurston Howell. Hey yo, this is Brownsville style straight up. Stick and move.
I gotta hustle for the crown. Got a bitch take paper uptown. I grew up in PK, welfare PJs. Baby mama drama, 3 states. Recruit the team, crooks from Brooklyn. Money in Manhattan, won't always get tooken. Go uptown with Shaw, that's bullied out. Strong on the out, 6 months run the house. Chicago's best, that's troops back up. Guns stacked up, bullet holes passed up. Smoked out the ounce, they know what I'm about. Got the bitches door, coming out the blouse. Lacing them up, shaking they butt. Facing my nuts, tasting the crust. I pulled a 4-4 long, some dumb shit that you said. Hoping they cut off my head. Bought my ice pick, none I fear. Felony melody, but always severe. Here's some chips for the crew, that's with me. If I'm getting paid, then we all can eat. I'm not no sucker, and I ain't scared, son. Tell them niggas I did them. Keep them skirts on knees. You is certainly ain't murking me. Hear the shot off, wigs popped off. I don't like y'all, my nights is night crawls. My crew ruled in the Garvey. Brooklyn projects died our party. Jesus, peace is blessed, pussy clips get stretched. And I like big breasts, eating your face, fan fly, fantastic lamb. I can still without my hands, feel deep, Guacino, kill for De Niro. Crack Bambino, die less than zero. Walking on dangerous ground, too close to the edge. Those motherfuckers off the ledge. Shells along, the drama's on, the power's on. I doubt you're strong, gangsta school, snatch the chain. Punks get cut if they mention my name. I pull out like I'm circumcised, threat with 2 texts, inspect the spy. Big Papa die, so the rest of my life I'm a Puerto Rican speaking, leave you leaking by my knife. Need on my resume, you know already Duke. Don't make me have to shoot. When my gun is shown, drop the cañón, or you be screaming, ay, Dios, cabrón. Test me, 89 polo goose, come get me. Motherfucking fits the booth, the police can waste me. Never take my gun on safety, ain't no cop gonna chase me. I'm a father to children, stay standing up. Wave the automatic, give all that up. In the puddle of the blood, with a hole in your head. Throw motherfuckers off the ledge.
Yo, cabrón, yo, son, you a nut.
Yo,
black nut.
The almighty RSO did the scratches on that for me, too.
Yeah, you a fucking nut with it. This nigga, yo. Yo, if y'all niggas don't know my motherfucking nigga right here, there's a hell of the dirt, y'all better get up on him, yo. It's not a game. When it comes to hip-hop, he's the truth. Y'all niggas better recognize, man. This man is for real with it. For real. Oh, my goodness.
I got another question for the general. And I know there was like a talk of a documentary. I mean, besides your book, I know you put out the book, Bury Me with My Low On.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration behind that, and also how did you get people like, you know, Adam Sandler and Kevin Garnett to want to make something about the low life?
I mean, you know, as far as the book, the inspiration came from, you know, my dude Tom Gould had hit me up. Said he had the idea to compile the book based around my, you know, my collection of photos, because, you know, I got the crazy collection of all my photos and all that. So, you know, to compile it with photography of his, of shooting things currently, and, you know, just go into it and talk about the culture. Because, you know, I always been working on books like autobiography stuff and all that. So throughout the years, I always got bits and pieces published in magazines and different things. So when there was always time to put something out, I had so much stuff that I could choose with how, what to compile with what, you know? Because there's going to be more joints too, you know? But I mean, you know, even things like that and just everybody knowing where the culture's at and me having mutual friends with Adam Sandler and Kevin Garnett. is what, you know, drew their interest to even want to consider working with the project.
So, and is this, I know there's always working with the clothing and all that, but are you going to come around with a new, like a new items for the Low Life brand? I know you had towels, you had the...
Yeah, we're going, you know, we're going to show them what it is when time is right. I don't like to do the coming soon. Yo, this coming soon. I just bang. Fucking coming soon.
Right.
You know, like certain things I don't really promote or push just because I'd rather, you know, throw it down with the shock value. Here it is. Even on a lot of songs. We got a lot of shit, man, like from every angle. I'm going to be swinging from every angle, especially musically, man. I got so much new shit and new videos. It's ridiculous. I want to keep pushing it, you know?
And your latest project is the Don Chicharron, right?
Yeah, was that probably the last one I dropped out? Don Chicharron. I'm ready to drop this Thought Skillustrated album, man. I'm debating on when I should drop it. There's some fire on there. That's the joint. Our joint is gonna be on too.
Cause I was telling Paul.
Let me ask you one question, Thun. I mean, you work with like a lot of people, man. I know you have a lot of affiliations. Is it that you haven't worked with yet that you want to work with?
Oh, I never really worked with Ray or Ghost. Or Slick Rick. I think it just makes sense. You know what I mean? But, me, Ray, Ghost, Slick Rick with Dapper Dan on the intro type of shit. You know, and Dana Dane. Like, I always seen the styles of characters of, like, Dana Dane, Slick Rick, Ghostface, myself. You know what I mean? For the style and the fashion they all, like, brought together, I think, on the joint. That would be hard, too. You know what I mean?
And on the production, who haven't you fucked with yet that you would like to fuck with?
I ain't fucked with a lot of people, man. Ain't nobody really throw me no joints like that. But I would fuck with his shit a lot. Because I like the hard body grimy beats, you know what I mean? DR is nice with it. So is Psycho Less. I be getting production from Psycho Less, but his production is the straight hard musical but grimy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Psycho
straight hard body
hip hop. Psycho's crazy.
Yeah, he always hard body with it. But I'm cool, man. To me, it don't matter the name. It matter what that beat do to me. And that's what the song gonna be about. You know what I mean? Look at the joint we got. That joint is straight flames. That's no regular joint.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to
you. Must have heard that sound like damn. I ain't here in a minute, but I know I got to hear that shit, man. We got, whenever you ready to rock, my nigga, just let me know.
But I definitely was, definitely masterminded that, you know, like, I look up to both of y'all, you know, and to get both of y'all on the record, it means everything to me, you know what I mean? It means everything to me. I grew up on Black Poet music. I grew up on Thurston music, you know.
Love.
This is even going back with you and Philo doing shit together, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I tell Poet about Thurston Howell, like, you know, like, one, you
can't play it right now. I wish we could play it right now.
word, but they gonna get it. They gonna get that. They gonna get it. And if we put a visual together to that, it's even gonna be crazier. So, you know, but like I said, man, it's an honor for me to be working with people that I always looked up to. You know what I'm saying? Like for years, you know. I never met you personally, Thurston. Like, I met you one time, and I was at the Low End Theory.
Mm-hmm.
It was you, Sean Price, Rack Low, Smoke Dizza, Mayhem, and we was all on the upstairs. but I've been listening to music for years. You know what I'm saying?
I know I met you before. I definitely met you before. I definitely seen your ass.
Nah, I met you a couple of times forward.
Word is
born. You know, if I was around, I always said what's up. You know,
right.
I always studied your shit as well, you know what I mean? I ain't no stranger to your shit.
We definitely was everywhere, man, same places, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember Poet too. I used to bring you to all the places where Mayhem was performing, Shabam. You know, that's another one of my brothers that, you know, he put me under his wing and showed me some things in his music, you know. So I'm always grateful for my people that didn't have to help me, you know. They didn't have to look out. They didn't have to do nothing, but they did, you know. And I always be grateful and respectful to them.
Let me ask you a question, Thurston. Right now, do you have like a whole team of niggas like on shit, or are you doing shit like more hands-on yourself when it comes to everything? You know, a motherfucker got like a warehouse full of fucking low-life shit, kicking that shit out.
I mean, I know how to work a team hard body. You know what I mean? And orchestrate. You know how everybody should move. But I'm also the dude that I'll do this whole shit by myself and show you I'll do it by myself. Nobody's on point. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of hungry dudes. Mostly everybody does it out for the passion more than anything else. You know, it's just the fuck they are. You know, the art and the creativity is in them. Even the fly motherfuckers is just what it is in them. It's like, they drug.
Like, you know, Comet is like, that's my brother. That's my partner. We help each other. We push each other. Like, who you be leaning on? Like, who's your partner in this shit? Or you just doing this shit straight up dolo?
Nah, hell no, man. I got a lot of people hold me down hard body. My wife, like a motherfucker, do everything.
Right. That's real shit.
Engineer sessions. They hold camera lights. Everybody gets involved. My whole family. They do the acting. They do the make. They do. I swear to God. So you know what I mean. Just being able to do that for me. That's what I'm loving. I'm feeling about the whole situation. Everybody a part of it. Man.
That's dope, yo. That's fucking dope.
You know, yo, my dude Box works. Like, you know, most of the people are like lifers. I call everybody because they've been doing hip-hop 20, 30 years, no matter what. And it ain't about what level of success they achieved in it. It's about them living it. It's their livelihood is what it is. You know what I mean? More than anything else.
Right.
I think as a collective, man, there's a lot of true, dedicated people that's really dedicated and respect and follow the culture, especially on the side I'm at. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, my nigga. Let me ask you a question too. Are you, as far as the music and dropping albums and shit, are you doing everything independently? Are you dropping wax? You got any wax out there?
Nah, I ain't got no wax right now. I think this label I did a joint with.
This shit,
there's a couple
man,
of wax. If you go to my website,
wax.
I got some
vinyls. This shit deserves to be on wax, my nigga.
I got a bunch of vinyls out. If you go on the website, you see whatever I got left over there.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
You know, this is the digital age too, man. I'll be pushing them through the digital hard body.
But yeah, man, wax is kind of making a comeback for the last 5 years, so it's still getting stronger. So,
they still collectors out there. You know, I pressed Cataclysm. You know, I did that out of pocket, and then, you know, it did all right. You know, it was just good to be on wax. You know, the people loved it, you know.
But these fucking pressing plants be trying to rape niggas, you know. It's a big problem with those guys. Those motherfuckers know.
It's mostly the shipping. But if you could go pick it up, you good money. You know, it's mostly the shipping that, you know, you're going to pay the most out of pocket. But if you're going to pick it up, you just paying for production.
Yeah, well, you gotta find it local.
Yeah, you know what it is that like the plant that I went to was in Brooklyn, you know. Shout out PF Cutting, you know, he put me onto a spot in Brooklyn.
Them shit shut down.
You know, their minimum was like 300 pieces. But then I found another place in Jersey, you know, where they do like 100 at a time, you know.
Word, boom, man, them niggas don't shut down. All the little pressing plants are dead. But yeah, man, we got to keep hitting people with some more shit, man. It's Saturday night, nigga. We got Thurston Howell the Third on this motherfucker. Let's bang some music, nigga. You crazy? Let's go, man. Schoolboy Radio, nigga. Extended version, yeah. Nigga.
The joint here called Mo Ghetto, man. Like I said, we got a lot of Mo, man. We got a lot of Mo in the chamber, so.
Let me hear that. I'm a fucking world leader like Overton. A nigga whole style Gucci for the sport of golf. The iron I carry let off more than steam. Already had a baby mama when I turned 14. I went to school sometimes, took the A train to Euclid. Like a lot of curses in my music. I wrote graffiti on my own fucking apartment door. It say, bitch, don't interview, not dropping drawers. Mom found out I steal, said, do that shit. Sent me on my packages through my bed. Stink dick, nigga, stay blunted, drink a pint. OB sneaker, razor blade in a fight. Old English drinker, last generation. Fuck pussy, raw administration. Pimp a bitch, any color, she swallowed. Around my mouth by Thurston Howell the Third. Cigar like King Cagney. Shotgun, dope, 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 to Nova Scotia and a Nova with Winona. Whiskey sips, wet waters. Drunk drive passenger. One eye laugh at her. Two more drinks and she ready for the camera. My fucking style of fish. I'm a Brooklyn bred. The blood in my veins pumps hood respect. Hop the train to the club. Every ride is free. Pay your fare. I ain't scared. Run by police. Shot up a number spot. When I learned to rob, everybody fucking when they heard the shot. My knife don't speak, he only acts for trouble. I'm the reason being Puerto Ricans have to cut you. My sister turned 16, it was only fair. We keep our family tradition, staying on welfare. Dealer, don't doubt the skills. Cut the motherfucking coke with powder milk. I'm a fucking shoplifter from the early 80s. Always motherfucking curse even when I'm praying. Cheese line skipper, cheap wine sipper. I never wrote a verse that you ain't rewind, nigga. Slam, grandstand, Meadowlands, ghetto fad. Bring bottles, blaze blunts, bang bitches with a jello ass. Don't approach us, too far ferocious. We chased out everybody except for the roaches. Bullet gold car carrier. You can smell my potential. Said, oh yes, I bring out straight down to the vessel. Pull you pussy to your face like you know me now. You can't be a wolf pack if your dog meow. 45 gold medalist, street athlete. Boy, I'm gonna wanna name beans after me. Rest in peace, my cousin Chino from Far Rockaway. The family gonna miss you. It don't get more ghetto than that.
Oh, man. That shit is ghetto right there, Thun. Yo, I'll tell you what. Your beat selection, your beats you be making, whatever you get this shit from, this shit be crazy.
Yeah, my man Jeff made that fragrance for the Anger Bangers. Your beat with it, though.
Fishing.
Yeah, Anger Bangers made that Surrounded by Criminals, too, right?
Yeah. I'm part of Anger Bangers, just of us.
Oh, it's a collective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
So there's something each one make, or there's something we all make together. Like, you heard Brooklyn Killers. That was one of the ones we all made together. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch, you know, I produced or they produced.
Who out of the new, all the new hip-hop coming out now, who you feeling? Like, who have you listened to? You know, like, there's Crime Apple, there's Wrong Street. You know, there's Earl Sweatshirt. I don't know if you know who Earl Sweatshirt is. Because I know you mess mm-hmm. with L.A. too, because there was a posse cut I heard one time. It was like you, Kid Frost, I think Chino XL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, type of hell.
Be real, yeah, be real.
Mm-hmm.
Like who you looking at? Like new artists. Like who caught your eye? Like for me, it's Wrong Streets. He's got that Brooklyn sound. He kind of almost like a Joey mm-hmm. Badass, but more of a boot campish.
Mm-hmm. I think they all getting busy. You know what I mean? They doing their thing. You know, I heard a bunch of stuff from each of those artists, and they know where they want to go with it, you know? I haven't really had a chance to study any of them, though. I be really caught up in my work, where sometimes if I listen to music, I'm listening to something that's going to calm me down and way out of what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I'll listen to salsa, and I didn't grow up like being a salsa dude. But salsa could calm me down because I'm not going to get mad when I hear shit I don't like. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like old doo-wop music. I listen to a lot of that. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, that's what I'll be vibing to.
Dope, because, you know, it'll be dope. Thurston Howell, Crime Apple, that would be a dope joint too right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm with that.
We got to keep in with some more shit, man.
What you got there, E?
Huh?
I got another one here. I got My Valentine. Come smooth out a little bit.
Yeah, love story. Yeah.
Let's go.
Shorty, come here, Shorty. Sit down. Let me talk to you. I got you these roses, this chocolate candy, mommy.
Hold me, papi.
I'm holding you, ma, I'm holding you.
Squeeze me, papi.
Like this,
I miss you, daddy.
I miss you too, ma.
You don't know how much you mean to me. You know your love on me.
I can't lie, mommy. Give it up to me. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
You for my wife.
Guns gamble in my life.
Fake friends ain't safe advice.
Be careful what you say if you ain't saying something nice.
God bless my corazón. Projects I call my home.
Mujer mía, mira,
yo estoy muerto por amor. Can't buy you what you want, but give you what you need.
Sometimes we don't speak.
My honey bittersweet. I'm a lover till I die. Count the tears when I cry, even when she lying.
She always on time.
Dime status, sad status.
Pussy practice, black magic. Bugs Bunny couldn't count the carrots.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
When your heart
under siege. Watch your soul bleed. Pretty girls singing now, smell so sweet.
Bye, motherfucker.
That's the old me. Mommy blush, pretty smile. I'm a follower home. Ghetto instinct. Trip pimping models from Rome. Buy you flowers in the spring. Make you cocoa when it's cold. We'll still see your young face when you grow old. My Valentine.
Love, Lord.
Forget, forget. Never let go something that you call yours. On some pirate ship shit. Took the love boat. Cupid don't shoot arrows. He strictly cutthroat when it's.
You know this love
on me. I can't lie, mommy. Give it up to me. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Shit, was always doing bad.
Still the best you ever had.
When you laugh when you mad.
Stick the chair where you sat.
Put your head in the back.
Can't compare with the trash.
Or the way I grip the ass. Always kiss you in your sleep just in case we don't awake.
Make caviar out of cornflakes.
Pretty flowers, rose garden, super bubble flossing.
Butt naked, shaking, God-given garments.
Wasn't hard to choose.
Was the flies in your crew.
Saw you through the years as your baby bubble grew.
Lionel Richie, slow jams, hold hands.
I'm your man. Feel the whole world got to know that.
Believe me, you know
this
love on me.
I can't lie, mommy. Give it up to me. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Oh, hey. That's what I'm talking about right there, my nigga. Everything you play, be gangster. Niggas can't front. Thurston Howell, the third.
Yeah.
Five, Screwball Radio, straight from the Matrix. Y'all niggas better get up on this nigga, man. We ain't even playing.
Yeah, they sleeping. If they ain't on them, they sleeping. They sleeping.
So we're going to make sure they stay on them, son, for real.
My kids know about Thurston Howell the third. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's real.
That's real. But yo, man, I really want to thank you, man, for coming through, fucking with us tonight. For this motherfucking
I love
Saturday.
You, love, baby. Thank
for
you
real,
for having
for
me.
For
and
you real.
Know, playing the joint. Laughing, it's all good.
Yeah, definitely gotta give you your flowers. You know, definitely gotta represent you all the time, man, all the time.
Love.
And definitely, y'all, I'm gonna be hollering at you behind the scenes. You heard about this? I need to, you know, I gotta change my little. I got surprised, nigga.
Where I showed him the low life bear, and he was like, "Yo, I want that bear." He don't even want the polar bears. He's like, "I want that."
I gotta holler at the master. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna sing straight to the plug, man. He got everything.
Say no more. But yeah, man, thanks for coming through, motherfucker. Love you, my nigga. We're going to definitely bang
love,
out.
We got shit to do.
We got a lot of shit to do.
Keep doing your thing, man. You've been one of the longest niggas in the game, too. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
A lot of dudes consistency with the skill. Like, you know, dudes could stay in the game, but they skill be going away. You know what I mean? I seen a bunch really been able to maintain their skill no matter what time or era we was in. You know, you definitely one of them dudes. Like, Tragedy's one of them dudes, you know?
Yeah. That's my little bro. But, yeah, man, we're going to have you come back, my nigga, because your catalog is crazy.
Yeah, just let me know, man. You don't even need me on the show. Just play all them joints. playing
we gonna
all
keep them playing them joints, but we gonna need you back on the show because a lot of things gonna change for the good, and we wanna get you too. When everything changes, we gonna be here. We gonna help push this shit all the way. Because if anybody ever get behind, I'm gonna get behind dope shit, and your shit is dope, and we gonna push that shit all the way. Word up.
Nah, that's love, man. I appreciate it. You know?
For real.
That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit you wanna holler at them before we let them go?
Yeah, you already know, man. Keep us posted. You know, when ready to do that video. And, you know,
yeah,
just keep doing your thing, man. Always got my blessings, man. Word.
Y'all got video people and all that? If you shot it over there?
I usually do all the filming, you know. I usually do all the filming.
Talk
about
for real.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we about to sign up out of here. We about to end the show with this track here, and it's very appropriate because it's titled Men of Respect. I mean, we put respect on our guest right here because he repping for the culture, man. So,
love.
Thank you for joining us, brother.
2L's up to the general. Word up. All the way up.
Well,
that's my word I'm throwing up right now, God.
Yeah.
Word is bomb. Let's get it popping, son.
All right.
Thursday night.
See y'all next Saturday.
I left with
DJ
my mom.
Popular belief. Like the whole Respect. Got me scanning the deck while I'm in the tech. Robbing you up by the Harlem, he a man of respect. If I'm fucking your baby, call it canopy wreck. Chicks is handing me sex, now they handing me checks. DC, Bodymore, man, Atlanta, we next. What happens stays there, boo, no regrets. Master music, I don't need wifey now. Cost too much to maintain my lifestyle. 17 to this game I'm married to. Same game, picked you up, daddy, and carried you. I'm talking about when they had them valleys, boo. The ones that made your foot look skinny, I'm telling you. Around the time I had the champagne scooter, making moves and maneuvers, pushing 40, y'all cancers, mad, I'm with the Cougars. Every time I see him, I'm laughing like, high loser. HBO, Harlem and Bronx, only we all lose.
I'm capable of anything.
Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose.
When you see me, it's real.
Yeah,
man,
respect, respect.
Babies, visiting adolescent, juvenile detention. Respected any town I am to see. 74 floors, walked in Gucci. Got mail every day, a lot of bitches knew me. My blood's Boricua, my heart's brown still. Photo in El Morro, holding the crown still. Child walking out, click, click, on a visit. When to take a shit, now your cigarettes are missing. I'm the polo model before Tyson Beckford. Ghetto glory shorty, this some life and death shit. Brooklyn built, her titty shook with milk till my dress. Beat still, bitch hate me still. From the Apollo to Cosmo, Wagner Johnson. I'm a private with a mansion apartment. Man of respect, family, friends. My daddy be dead, so we planning revenge.
I'm capable of anything.
Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your leg.
When you see me, it's real.
Yeah, man of respect,
I'm capable of anything.
Turn your back on me, get clapped.
About you lift the game up, you breaking it down. Why it's so hard for dudes to get playing the town? When I heard it, I was in my Yale, ATL, making moves in the lane, strong ACL. I remember the hotel room service ringing the bell. Kick the chick out like 3 in the morning, we ain't jail. Now who the hell let go with the reins and hot, man? Need a lump on his head like I seen Rock, man. Notice I said need. Man, cause I ain't gonna do shit. Fuck jail, straight music. By the way, I've been checking through stat sheets as of last week, man. Y'all ain't streets, y'all ain't the concrete. Come on, y'all killing me, not up there.
Nothing fair here, nigga, who cares? Brooklyn brick, bit, 1987. Rap scholar dollars in the 90s, independent. Skydiver, flyer, spider, glider. Make soup out the tube, a shark and a tiger. Crime villain, listen, my life's different. Live nigga living, divine visions. Foul business, delivering, proud pimping. 88 great payphone dial digits.
I'm capable of anything.
Turn your back on me,